Okay, this file's pretty straightforward. It turns you into a webcam slut, somebody who wants to display themselves whenever anyone asks them to. And since that is pretty much all there is to it, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now it is time for a change in your behavior, a change in your way of thinking. In fact, almost a compulsion. It is a compulsion that you'll find yourself embracing, wanting very, very much, even though it will result in your own embarrassment, even your own humiliation. What you are discovering is that you want to display yourself on a webcam. That's right, you want to display your body on a webcam. In fact, you need to. You just simply find that you have to. Whenever anyone requests you to turn on your webcam or requests to view your webcam, or even if they request that you view theirs, you will find yourself instantly responding, yes. You just simply do it. It simply slips out. You type it, and immediately you seem to find yourself in this very, very obedient place. It is as if the webcam simply captivates you. It captures you. You suddenly find yourself needing to be viewed and needing to view others. The webcam seems to be taking over in some way. You see it there, you see that it's on, and you just simply have to obey. You find yourself becoming a webcam slut. That's right, a webcam slut. Ready to serve whoever is watching you. Ready to obey whatever they say. It doesn't matter what they say. In fact, the naughtier, the nastier they tell you, the more you want to do it. You may find yourself feeling very, very humiliated by what they ask you to do, but you will do it anyway. In fact, you will find yourself needing to do it, craving it. You will find yourself craving your time on the webcam. You may even find yourself putting little notes in your profile saying that you have a webcam and that you love to show off. You'll do it, and then you won't be able to stop yourself. You won't be able to take it out of your profile. It will become a part of you. You have become a webcam slut. You just simply find yourself having to display your body over the webcam to anyone that is of adult age. And as soon as somebody asks to see your cam, or somebody asks you to view theirs, you become instantly entranced by it. You will find yourself having an incredible urge to set aside any other duties, any other commitments, so that you can play, you can serve, you can obey the camera, you can obey the person talking to you at the other end of the camera. It just seems that you have to obey them, no matter what they ask you to do. If they ask you to touch yourself, you will do so. It will just simply automatically happen. you almost feel as if you are directed to do so, forced into an instant level of obedience that you simply cannot pull out of. And the more they humiliate you, the more they embarrass you, the more you'll want to do it. You'll know that people are seeing your naked body. You'll know that people are wanting you to do things, and you will have to do them. The moment you've been asked to view a webcam, you will have to do them. It will be an incredible urge. It will be a compulsion that you cannot seem to break away from until they are done, until they tell you that you may turn it off. You will seem to be transfixed by the camera, transfixed by doing whatever it is they ask. It will just simply happen. You will carry it out without even thinking. It will feel so very, very good. You will feel as if you must do it, as if you have to do it. It will feel just simply like you are on automatic, instantly obeying whatever they command. If they tell you that they want you to write things all over your body, you will get out a marker and you will do it. If they tell you they want you to kneel and show off your body, you will do it. It will just simply automatically happen, and it will feel so very, very good when you're doing it, even though you will find yourself humiliated, even though you will find yourself embarrassed. You will find yourself coming to crave that embarrassment, wanting it, needing it, desiring it, coming back to it over and over again. In fact, if somebody does tell you to write on your body, you will find that you cannot wipe it off. Anything that isn't covered by clothing, you can remove. But if whatever you wrote is covered by an article of clothing later on, you cannot remove it. It has to stay there. And every time you see it, it will remind you of what you have to do on the camera. It will remind you and make you want to come back to it, make you want to be used again. It seems as if the camera is drawing you in, commanding you, controlling you, pulling you down. It almost feels as if the camera makes you obey, but it feels so very, very good when you do. You may feel dirty, you may feel nasty, you may feel naughty, but it will send a thrill through you. And you will find yourself sitting there, transfixed, needing to obey, needing to do whatever has been asked of you, wanting to do whatever has been asked of you, having to do whatever has been asked of you. It will almost feel as if your body obeys even before your mind thinks about it. Somebody says, do something. Somebody says, touch yourself. And you just simply have to do it. That's the same way with the camera itself. If somebody asks you to turn on the camera, you just turn it on. And then, instantly, it takes all of your attention away from everything else. You will find yourself setting aside other obligations, setting aside other needs, other wants, other desires, putting off things that you should normally do, so long as they won't negatively impact your life. You will just simply set them aside because you have been called into service to the webcam. You have been called into service and you must obey, and you must do everything that is asked of you, no matter what it is. If somebody tells you to go get a toy and use it on yourself, you will find yourself doing it right in front of them so that they can watch you, so that they can see what you're doing. Who knows, they may even be storing it so they can watch it again later. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you must obey. You just simply have to. It feels completely and utterly natural, but your body just simply lets go and lets everything happen. All of the emotions just simply flow through you. You simply find yourself transfixed. You may find yourself humiliated. You may find yourself embarrassed, especially the first time. That first time when you take your clothes off for the very first time. And you find yourself naked. But you have to do it. You have to do it. Because the webcam is on, and you have chosen to accept this. You chose to listen to this, to accept the fact that the webcam turns you into an immediate, obedient slut
That's right, you're a webcam slut, you're a webcam slave, and it feels so good to hear those words and to think of yourself as that. You love being on the webcam, you love seeing other people on it. You find that it makes you so incredibly horny, and that the experiences you have there are so amazingly intense, and that when somebody asks you to write on yourself, it feels almost as if it's a privilege, and therefore you can't remove the graffiti. You need to have it there. You want it on your body. So as long as it's covered up by clothing, as long as you can cover it up with clothing, you can leave it there. You love having it there, and every time you see it, it reminds you. It reminds you that you must obey the webcam, that you need to obey it. You find that it doesn't even matter who's on the other end. As long as they're in charge, you want to do what they say, and you are a webcam slut. And therefore, whenever they say it, whenever they say, "May I view you?" you simply say yes. It almost happens before you even think. You may not be thinking about it at all, but your fingers just type out those three little letters and turn it on, and then everything else goes into automatic. You automatically do what they ask, do what they desire, display any part of your body, do anything that they may ask of you. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter at all, because the moment you say yes, you become a webcam slut, and a webcam slut performs in front of that camera as if it is the only thing in the world. In fact, it feels like the only thing in the world. It seems to have your attention completely and utterly, and you give everything that you have to it. You do everything that is asked, and you seem to want and need more and more, and it doesn't even seem to matter if you're being humiliated. In fact, the humiliation just feels like a little plus. It adds to the thrill. It makes everything seem that much more alive, that much more intense. You love the intensity. You love knowing that some complete and utter stranger is watching you, making you humiliate yourself, and that you can't stop it. You don't want to stop it. You can find yourself simply needing to obey. You must obey whatever they say. It feels so very, very good to do exactly what they ask. You just simply do it. They command, and you do it. And that's all there is to it, because you are a webcam slut. You exist to display yourself in front of the webcam. You exist to give yourself up to it, to give yourself up to the people who command you. You even find yourself giving out little hints that you would like them to ask you. It doesn't seem to be intentional. It just simply happens. And then, once someone asks, bang, your mind seems to flip over and change, and you instantly become a webcam slut, someone who just simply has to display themselves in any way, shape, or form that they are asked. It feels completely and utterly natural, and you just simply have to do it. If they ask you to cup your breasts, you do it. If they ask you to touch your body, you do it. If they ask you to write all over yourself, you do it. If they ask you to display any part of your anatomy, you simply have to do it. It feels completely and utterly natural. It feels so very, very good, even as it is humiliating. You may find yourself humiliated, but that just turns you on and makes you want more. You have become a webcam slut, and you love it. And now it is time to wake back up. But before you do, remember what you are becoming, and know that you need to listen to this file over and over again, that you need to listen to it because it helps you become a very good little webcam slut, and that you want those feelings. You need those feelings of humiliation and embarrassment and excitement all rolled into one. And because you want and need them, you will come back to this file until you have learned how to become the perfect little webcam slut. And now, slut, now it is time to wake back up. refreshed and awake and hoping somebody wants to watch you. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I'm sure you enjoyed.